You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. It's number 500. My name is Paul.
And I am Rob, and we are so excited that you're with us and you've been with us for 500 episodes. Thank you so much. Hope y'all are killing it out there.
They are killing it. They better be killing it, because if they're listening to this show, as I've heard from many of you, you probably are killing it. If you're not, why not? Why aren't you? If you need help and you need people to hold you accountable, you can do that in the Drone You community. But seriously, guys, we wouldn't be here today if it weren't for you. So thank you for the reviews. Thank you for sharing this show. It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to represent you in this community. And we really can't say thank you enough. So thank you. And if you love to drone, you love to turn your passion into profit, you got to check out the book, Living the Drone Life, because that was made to really centralize all this information and give you a formula to success. So you got to check that out.
Definitely.
But anyway, guys, I guess we'll play today's question. I can't believe we are on this is episode 500. Like, I really can't believe that.
It literally seems like yesterday we were trying to figure this all out, doing like number three. It's crazy.
I remember you sitting at my desk and the desk you gave me and and just being like, all right, well, here we go.
Yeah. Like, well, I don't know what I'm doing here.
500 later, here we are.
We're having a good time.
We're going to go have a drink after this.
Please.
All right. Well, don't twist my arm.
I don't think any arms need to be twisted.
Let's go celebrate 500.
Okay.
All right.
Deal.
All right. Let's play the question first.
Let's do. And yeah, thanks, Miguel, for being number 500.
Which, by the way, FAA, you need to listen to this show, because this is a perfect representation of what we were talking about in our article. Play that.
Hey guys, this is Miguel from Miami, Florida. I'm a new member to the Drone You, and I'm loving it so far. Really taking advantage of the study guide, planning to take the test within the next 2 weeks or so. I have a dilemma that hopefully you guys can help me out with. I'm a photographer that is moving towards a real estate business, and decided that adding drone video to my business would be a great investment. The thing is, pretty much all of Miami-Dade County is under a Class B airspace from the surface up. Reading online information, I would have to get ATC permission in order to fly. How long would ATC normally take to give permission? Clearly, in the real estate business, I don't have the luxury of making my clients wait 2+ weeks for the approval. Am I SOL? This information is crucial for me to know, and in order to figure out if it's worth investing my time in this idea. Thanks for everything you do. I have learned a ton. Hopefully I can hear back from you guys. Thanks.
Did you hear that?
I love that. Am I SOL?
Am I SOL? Is my dream over? Should I stop now?
Yeah. Should I just take my drone back to Best Buy?
Do you hear this? Now this is why I'm very excited to hear this week what the FAA is going to do about that order, because even though they have a very real problem, it could be argued in court that what they're doing by contradicting themselves is actually a violation of the Sherman Act.
Wow.
Of the federal code. I say this because it has been brought up to me by a few industry heads and some lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get back to the Sherman Act later. But long story short, is his dream over? No, it's not. Can you get a blanket waiver? Yes, you can. Has it been done? Yes, it has.
In that area,
it mm-hmm. has been done. So you're only going to be able to fly in certain areas. That local airport has made a grid map so that when you apply for a waiver, they're going to say, well, is you're 2 or more miles out, you're okay, only up to 150 feet. Yeah, go ahead. You know, you have to be really specific. If there was any way that we could get our hands on these maps, man, would it make it easy to fly. And really, I don't understand why we don't have access
to
the maps.
Yeah, it seems kind of weird.
It seems like it should just be as simple as, here's the map where you can fly, where you can't fly. If we catch you flying in the area where you can't fly, you will be arrested, period. Solve the damn problem like that. I mean, seriously, it's disgusting.
Just make it more black and white.
Yes, it's disgusting how much red tape is here. in this whole area. It's why I've written very openly about the, and against the order JO 7200.23, which says that we have to go through the online portal, even though the law says we just need permission from air traffic control. And the argument against that is, well, ATC is too busy.
Well, and that's true. I mean, there's just no way they could handle the volume, certainly going forward. But it was interesting because he said there's no way my clients could wait 2+ weeks, and we'd have to say emphasis on the plus, right? Because if
two
only,
plus 11.
Yeah.
Or 10.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. But if he has a blanket waiver where he's able to fly up to 150 feet, say 2 miles and out from the airport, he should be able to do that. And I think it's time for us to start filing a blanket waiver. In fact, I've got an appointment at the FAA to ask them exactly how to do that. And I'll be making a video here shortly.
I was just going to say we should tell him a little bit about how to do that, but that's not quite.
Yeah, I think the best thing you can do is go to your local FISDO and ask them for the map because they will have it and say, look, I need to fly real estate. Other people are doing it illegally. I'm coming here asking for your help on how to do that the right way. Please help me. And they will.
Yeah.
So they totally will.
I mean, you're going to get 99 out of 100 of them are going to be very nice and very helpful.
Definitely, definitely, definitely.
But so, in the meantime, until he either gets the waiver or goes somewhere else, he's going to have some issues flying there if he wants to do it legally. Right? I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he is. He's got to get this done right away. And that's the thing is that, oh man, I just, you know how I feel about this.
I know how you feel.
You know
yes,
how I feel
I
about
know how
this.
You feel.
And it's
frustrating.
Hard. Oh, yeah. And it's
well,
hard.
We want Miguel to take off, no pun intended, and be able to do what he needs to do.
It was punny.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm
trying to focus on the positive here, Rob. Yeah, it's going to take him a lot longer than a few weeks. I think he is going to be able to get the airspace waiver. Man, this is such a hard show to do because we have a very...
You want to vent.
I do. And we have a very legitimate problem because... You know, Miguel, who's trying to do the right thing, he's one of 100 people, and 10 of them are going to do the right thing, and 90 of them are just going to go fly it anyway. And we're seeing that, and you're seeing the legitimate people saying, should I just stop? Am I, you know...
Yeah, I mean, you can't blame them for
SOL,
asking the question.
You know what I mean? So, FAA, I hope you're listening to this, because it's very real. People are flying it anyway, but you have people with good conscience who are trying to do the right thing and do the right thing for safety, and... They're not able to do that.
They're the ones losing.
Yeah. And that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
So
it's a real bummer.
So change it. So change it. So on the 500th episode of Ask Drone U, we have made so much progress. We have 107.
True.
It's easy to get a license
True.
Now, but it's difficult to get permission in specific cities, which I'm hoping that by the 600th episode is a different story. But we're still here and we're fighting for... The rights. We're fighting for the right to fly and to keep our freedoms to fly.
Yeah.
And you guys have to remember that we have to stay cohesive. We have to maintain the same language. We have to fight. And we are here fighting for you. We will be at the DAC on January 31st representing you guys at the FAA Drone Advisory Committee. It is a done deal. So anyway, that being said, that is going to do it for us today. Please check out our book, Living the Drone Life. Miguel, file that waiver, go to FISDO, ask them for help. They will have a map on geographic locations and altitudes that you can fly. So it'll pretty much be like saying, hey, you can fly in these particular areas. We will give you a waiver for that. We will give you a waiver for a specific amount of time. But anything in these other areas, you won't be able to fly in. So it's really important to get that information from FISDO, write your waiver, and then send it in, and even give it to FISDO before you send it in so that they can have the, you know, a first glance at it, maybe make any revisions or
sure.
whatnot. And I think that really helps out. So
absolutely.
As for the FAA, I know you guys are limited on staff. I know ATC may not be the answer, but when is it going to change? Because I know humanity as a whole is more flexible in time of crisis. So if something bad happens, we're normally pretty flexible about changing the laws or the ways that we think about things. I do not want to see that happen with drones. I don't want to see a drone hit an airliner and then now we've got to solve this problem.
Yeah.
So, and for the first time, a drone did hit an airliner this week that was in Africa. You know, we have a very different airspace and they say it's the world's safest airspace. I question that. I question whether it is really truly the world's safest airspace because we have created an environment where we are inciting illegal activities and inciting flying by airports because of the difficulty of all this.
Unintended, but nonetheless.
Unintended, but it doesn't matter. If I unintentionally hit you in the face, I can go to jail.
Well, you would have intended to do that.
What if I was just swinging my arms in some weird yoga move?
That's okay. Okay. Fair enough.
We live in hippie land, man. Yes, this is New Mexico. Do. So heck
yes, you're right.
There's
I'm
even
keep
this
my
exercise
distance.
Where you like shake your arms and then like flail them around like this. Hey, who knows?
Keep your distance. Arm's length, please.
Who knows?
It's a little risky to be too close.
Anyway, guys, you know we like to have fun here, but we also deeply care about our rights to fly. So stay strong. Stay patient. We're really hoping that this automated system is coming out soon. It'll make it so much easier for all of us. Huerta talked about it a little bit about CES, but we'll see what actually happens. Anyway, guys, don't be disencouraged. Be encouraged.
Oh yeah.
And you know, okay, you
lots
know what?
To be encouraged about.
I just remembered something I want to talk about in regards to this. You're doing real estate, right? You're trying to make money. He's in Miami. Why aren't you going after the super expensive properties in the Keys, in Naples, in the middle of nowhere, the big ranches and whatnot? That's where the money is. You get paid a lot more money. Number two, you're out in the middle of nowhere. There's no airspace. Number three, there's no... I'm trying to find a word I can use here. It's not derogatory or cussing.
That's funny. This is hard.
Unfortunate, ill-advised, ignorant people asking you a bunch of questions that are always the same questions over and over and over. There's none of those. So you get three of the great things. Big property, lots of money. Number two, out in the middle of nowhere. And number three, no one to bug you. So why aren't more drone operators going after land brokers? Here's why. Because everyone's talking about real estate. On Ask a Drone U, we're taking it to the next level this year. We're not like everyone else. We actually do this from experience. I'm telling you, would you rather work really hard and be really frustrated for a $500 BS real estate job in Miami's airspace, or shoot a $15 million ranch 30 miles away by yourself and never have to deal with ATC or FISDO? You know, the thing is like we always talk about in marketing, you've got to know your demographic. You've got to know who you are attacking. You've got to know who your niche is to go after them. Change your demographic if you do not like it. If you are having problems going after these jobs in municipal areas and these jobs that are hard to fly because there's a bunch of super paranoid, the government is coming after me, people asking you questions about your drone, guess what? There's not many of those on a 300-acre property. And do you know what the average acreage per farm is or per ranch in the United States, Rob?
I have no idea.
450 acres.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That was on HGTV this morning. Anyway.
Wow. You never know where you're going to get such valuable information.
It's true. And who knows if it's real or not. But
well, I don't know. HGTV said it, so.
Yeah, well, HGTV also has some of the worst drone footage on cable networks. So.
Indeed.
Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for us today. Just remember, if you don't like the situation you're in, change it. Okay. If you can't do something great today, do small things in a great way. Okay. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Thank you so much. If you found this show valuable, share it with someone, because if we can grow this industry as a whole, you're doing something for yourself and for others. And that's what life is all about, is doing what you love, but also contributing. So anyway, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is number 500, Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.